This is the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 40. We're going to be talking about how to control the things you can control in the studio. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording.
Hey, John.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for helping me with all these podcasts, man. You've done a great job of putting some good questions together. I just love it. I love it when you ask me a question and I feel like I answered it for you.
Exactly.
And hopefully the guys on the podcast hopefully some light bulbs are blinking. And hopefully they're using some of these things that we've talked about over the last several months and use them to their advantage.
Exactly. And if they are, we would love to hear it. I mean, I know you love to hear a lot of the comments, and I love to bounce ideas off of people. And so it's like, if people would just, let us know what's helped, what hasn't, what do you have more questions about? What would you guys like to hear in a podcast? A lot of questions, that sort of thing. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So. Today, I mean, I was just kind of thinking about whenever nothing goes right in a session, or whenever things don't go right that are out of your control, as an engineer or even as a producer, sometimes, okay, well, what if the hard drive crashes? What if the guitar player's guitar spontaneously combusts? That sort of thing.
Have you had that happen before?
No, I haven't. I've had some tubes spontaneously combust. But if anybody's had that happen to them before, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that too.
Anyway, things that are out of your control sometimes just go wrong. And what are some things that are in your control, and how do you control those things? I mean, what can you do in those instances?
Yeah, well, I think, we talked about this a few episodes ago where each day brings a different set of circumstances.
Right.
That's for real. I mean, that does happen. And I would say that there are certain things you can control to a certain extent. You can control, the environment of your studio, mm-hmm. whether it's a hot mess or whether people actually feel comfortable there.
Yeah.
If your headphones are falling apart.
Right.
If people complain about your headphones all the time, then you can go and buy a new set of headphones.
Yeah.
If people are complaining about being hungry, even though it's not to you, then the next time they come or that day, you can send out and get some, bag of potato chips. Little things like that go a long way in making people feel comfortable. So you can control, to a certain extent, how comfortable people are in your studio.
Yeah.
By, we talked about snack machine.
Yeah.
We talked about having some, stuff to drink and stuff to eat in your studio and making people feel comfortable. But there are some things you don't have control over. Whether a hard drive crashes.
Right.
The only way you can control that is had backed it up, hopefully, which, that's a subject that I'm afraid of sometimes, but hard drives do crash.
Yeah, it's more, I've heard that it's more a matter of when they crash as opposed to whether or not they will.
Which means we should be backing up religiously.
Right.
And that's something we don't all do. But
no.
You can't control that situation. But what I have found is that the true essence of who you are as a person and how in control of your life and how in control of your studio is how you react to a situation like that. Or I should say a better word is how you respond to a situation like that. Because there's two ways of looking at it. I mean, if you go to the doctor and they say he's reacting to the medicine, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, no.
But if he says he's responding to the medicine, it's a good thing.
No, absolutely.
So I always try to respond to a situation that's out of my control in the best way I can. If you react and throw pencils across the room, which I have to admit I've done that too, but it's been a while. I've tried to, tried to control myself. But, studios are funny places. People are very vulnerable in a studio. So you have to kind of control what you can. And one of the things is how you react or respond to certain situations. Whether, if someone keeps messing up, you have to go, how is the best way for me to help them through this situation? And then somehow when you pass off what your job is,
right,
to help them through this to make them look better.
Yeah.
It's not, and then it becomes less about you. Then you tend to respond in the right way. So I don't know how much you can control in a studio environment. And there's certainly things that you can, but you can control your response of things out of your control.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if that made
that does make sense.
Sounds very
It sounds very deep. I mean, it is very deep. It's kind of less about what actually you do control, because let's face it, we don't control a whole bunch. You know, I mean, if a hard drive's gonna crash, it's gonna crash. You know, it's not much we can do about it. If a if a guitar is gonna spontaneously combust, it's gonna spontaneously combust. Yeah. But it's just like you said, it's about how you respond to it.
Yeah, you know, John, I just thought about this. You know, a couple of podcasts ago, we were talking about when I first got started and the situation I had. You know, being thrown into a situation where, you know, I didn't really know exactly what to do in every situation.
Right.
What I've discovered in that period of time, and the thing I've discovered now, is that when people come to you to record, you know, we also talked about price too. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to come there because you're the cheapest guy in town, because typically those guys are the most demanding people.
Yeah.
The people who are trying to get you at the bottom dollar are going to squeeze that every ounce of skill out of you for that bottom dollar. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to play that game. What I have found, though, is that the people who come to you, they come for you. They come for the experience that you bring, not just in your years of experience, but the experience of recording mm-hmm. that you bring. So when a hard drive crashes, and it's happened to me before, and the way you respond to the situation is how they're going to respond to it in most cases. Mm-hmm. If you respond in a calm way and say, you know what, I think we can get this stuff back, but you know what, let's do this while we're waiting on that to whatever. Or I think I can call somebody about that. And, you know, worst case scenario, we recut this song. It's mm-hmm. not too big of a deal. The way you respond to that is the way they're most likely to respond. If you go, you know, expletive, you know, hard drive, frickety, frackety, frickety, frickety.
Right.
You know, you're going to invoke that sort of response to them, and they're going to continue to respond like that after your session's done.
Yeah.
So you're going to get the bad end of that, even though it wasn't really your fault the hard drive crashed. Mm-hmm. Their attitude is going to be, you know, I'm not ever going to John's studio again because he's got crappy hard drives.
Right.
Or a crappy computer that crashed my hard drive.
Right.
Or whatever. So it's really key that you keep this experience of recording in a positive way, because here's what I discovered when I was recording there. I realized that most of the clients I was working with were not only coming to the studio for that week that I told you that we recorded tracks on the first day, vocals on the second day, and the mix on the third day. They weren't just spending most of their vacation week with me to record, but they were also spending every penny that they had saved over the last 2 or 3 years. Mm. Or they were maxing out credit cards to get into the studio to get to see a lifelong dream come true. So what I realized then is that they're going to remember this experience a lot longer than they remember how good the record was.
Yeah.
So even though I wasn't that good back then, I mean, some people will say I was, I know how far I had to go.
Yeah.
I know just exactly what I was faking, and but I do remember this.
Yeah.
We all do, you know. I'm still faking my way through this to some extent.
Yeah.
And I think if you're trying to learn, that shows that you're getting in situations that you're trying to learn, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing I noticed is that the more pleasant the person's experience in the studio was, the more slack they'll cut you if something does go wrong.
Hmm.
You know?
That makes sense.
It goes back to that other, a few podcasts ago when I said, did I do everything I could do today to make sure that, you know, everything was covered? Now, we were talking about mixing, but you can apply it also to when they come in and do vocals. You know, did I do everything that I could possibly do, that I knew that I had the mental wherewithal to do, that I was aware that I could do? Did I do all of that stuff to make their experience good? And if the answer is yes, then so what if the hard drive crashes? Mm-hmm. You know, worst case for them is they get to spend another day in the studio with you.
Exactly.
Which is not bad if you've done this right, you know?
Right. Right.
You know, you may not want to charge them for it. You may want to charge them half price. I don't know. You have to be a good steward of what to do on that sort of thing. But if you can control what you can control, your attitude, the vibe of the studio, how you respond to a situation, mm-hmm. then the stuff that you don't have control over so much won't be such a big deal.
Yeah. No, that's definitely the case. And that's that was kind of my main point in asking the question. It's literally you can only control, you know, yourself and what you can, what you do, your attitude and your, you know, what your you know, response is to certain things.
Well, and here's another thing, and I just thought of this. I remember when you first started working with me, and I think we set you up to do a session by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I said, here's what you need to know about this session coming up. Somebody is going to be in control of this session.
Yeah.
You remember me telling you that?
I do remember you telling me
that. And I said, if there's not a clear leader, then you need to be that person.
Yeah.
You know, if the producer comes in and he don't have a clue what's going on, you can lead him gently. Mm-hmm. So this may be another thing that you can control. But you, I mean, being an engineer is such a balancing act of psychology and skill.
Yeah, absolutely.
So remember I told you there's going to be a leader on this session.
Yeah.
And you want it to be someone who knows how to get it done in the time that's allotted to get done.
Exactly.
And most likely that's going to be you,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you can help another person lead.
Right.
Because then you're making, but don't make that unpleasant for them. Remember?
Right.
You know, because
no, you gotta make it, you gotta make them look good and you gotta make them feel good. And
exactly.
It's all about, you know, the atmosphere almost, you know, like you said, you know, I mean, it's, you can really, you know, a bad attitude goes a long way to ruin a day. You know, I mean, it's pretty much already done if you come in with a bad attitude. If the person, you know, at the console has a bad attitude, mm-hmm. then it's not going to be a fun day.
Right.
But if you come in and you have a great attitude, and even if stuff goes wrong, you continuously, yeah. you know, just kind of, you know, not take it lightly, but, you know, take it seriously, but then say, well, you know, we'll do what we can. This is, you know, yep. let's do it.
Yeah.
It goes a long way to make it a great day. So.
Yeah. Well, that was a good question, John. And you've had some great questions over the last several weeks, and I've enjoyed racking my brain to figure out how to answer them.
Yeah, and exactly.
And I hope the guys listening to the podcast, I hope you guys are you know, listening and learning stuff from this. And I would love to know, you know, if you've had some experiences in the studio that were beyond your control, and what you did to you know, did you respond to it or did you react to it? Let me know in the comments. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, go to mixcoach.com. I've got some free tutorials for you over there, and I've got lots of blog posts that hopefully will help you. So until next time, we'll see you later.
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.